That was a woman who used to call herself G. Lee and now goes by her actual name, which is Gloria Rubel, from a disc called G. Lee Acoustic Renderings. She calls it an out-of-print rare copy from 2001, and she is one of the many performers working in and around our listening area here on Illinois Public Media, WYLL-FM. I'm Kevin Kelly. This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we will be doing one of our now regular CD shows where we're sharing recordings from local artists and also sometimes from artists who have been through or may be coming through our listening area. And we'll have samples of all of those today, including a few different kinds of jazz, couple of singer-songwriters who are going to be performing in the area, Pamela Makala. We'll be hearing on the show today. Ben Bedford, who will be visiting. Also, Kevin Hart, Latin jazz group. He calls himself, actually, Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe. And we'll be hearing from him. And it depends how much we are able to get in the show today. I was looking ahead to see who's going to be performing in the area. And so we'll be kind of focusing on that on today's program. On Thursdays during the academic year, the Iron Post in Urbana hosts various ensembles from the University of Illinois School of Music Jazz Division based here in Urbana-Champaign. They have so many different ensembles operating, both standing ensembles in the school as well as pickup groups that the students put together. And when we say students, many of these people are actually who have been working professionally and have come back to earn master's or doctoral degrees in jazz. So there's some really fine jazz playing going on through the school. So that happens every Thursday evening at the Iron Post, typically at 7 o'clock. Last week, I'm not sure if it was the concert jazz band. It was certainly one of the various jazz bands that are there. And this coming week, Thursday night, it'll be the U of I Latin Jazz Ensemble. So I thought we'd hear a back-to-back here from the CD that came out, I think, now 2 years ago from the University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band. We'll hear one of their then-members' compositions and arrangements. It's called Blue Piece. His name's Scott Ninmer. And then we'll be hearing from the still fairly recent CD by the U of I Latin Jazz Ensemble called Art of the Dance. That's next on Live and Local. Thank you. Those were two groups from the University of Illinois School of Music Jazz Division. First, we heard the U of I Concert Jazz Band from their CD entitled Free Play under the direction of Chip McNeil, and we heard one of Scott Ninmer's compositions. It was called Blue Piece. He says it was inspired by his first hearing of Maria Schneider's music. And if you follow these things, says it was built on her, structurally anyway, built on her composition called Green Piece, from the album Evanescence. Of course, then he called it Blue Piece. It was originally for small ensemble. He arranged it for the big band. UI Jazz Band, various jazz bands and combos appear at the Iron Post in Urbana every Thursday during the academic year at 7 o'clock. And this coming Thursday is the U of I Latin Jazz Ensemble, and that's who we heard second in that set of two pieces from their CD called Art of the Dance. It was Dizzy Gillespie's composition called Tanga in an arrangement by Mark Taylor, featured Andrew Shum on the trumpet and Andrew Dixon tenor sax solo. Both of those heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. By the way, the Bouvon Wine Bar is one of the places in Champaign-Urbana that does offer regular music now, frequently jazz and often other things as well, and we'll no doubt be highlighting some of those things as the shows continue throughout this week and the coming weeks. I'm actually looking ahead to see if I can find quickly what might be going on there this week. And I may fail in that effort. Doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's just that I'm not seeing it very quickly on my handy-dandy cribbed calendar here. But there are certainly things going on this weekend there, I know. Aha, I found one. Samba Soul, a local jazz group, will be playing at Bouvon's Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Don't have any recordings of theirs, though. Although I think they were on our show live. We ought to be able to pull that off of here one time and give you a highlight at some point from there. But staying with the realm of jazz and upcoming gigs, in Decatur at Lock, Stock, and Barrel, vibist Kevin Hart and his Vibe Tribe will be performing at 3:30 in the afternoon. And we don't have any real recent CDs of Kevin's. Apparently he hasn't done anything for a while, though he assures me that some things are in the works, at least sometime soon. This is from a 2005 release by Kevin Hart called The Road to Everywhere, and I've decided to play for you Mike Coker's tune. Mike Coker, by the way, used to be on faculty at the University of Illinois. This is his composition called Donnie's Tempo. I assume it makes reference to Donnie Heitler, the pianist who is involved in this. Kevin Hart plays vibes. Mike Nellis is on guitar. Tim Brickner on bass and Jeff Magby on the drums. Kevin Hart here on Live and Local. That was the Heartland Jazz Orchestra under the direction of Doug Teitelbach from their CD called Echoes of Ellington, Duke Ellington's tune Rockin' in Rhythm, or to be specific, written by Duke Ellington, Harry Carney, and Irving Mills. And Heartland Jazz Orchestra will be joining the Illinois Symphony Orchestra this coming weekend on the 29th, which I guess is that Saturday or Sunday, at the Doubletree Hotel in Bloomington for a performance at 6 o'clock. And that obviously sounded to me anyway like a live performance somewhere in our listening area. That's the name of today's show, or at least that's the idea of today's show. It is Live and Local, your connection to local performances, sort of looking ahead to some performances that are happening in our area and focusing on local ensembles and CDs that we have received over the couple of years that we've been doing, a few years that we've been doing the show. I guess we'll be coming up on 4 years on the 2nd of February in 2013. Groundhog Day is our anniversary. That's easy to remember. I'm Kevin Kelly, pleased to be bringing you the show today as we do now each weekday afternoon from 4 until 5 with All Things Considered coming up at 5 o'clock from NPR. And we've added this frequent CD feature, meaning playing recordings specifically from mostly local performers or performers who have come through our listening area or who will be coming through our listening area from elsewhere. I want to invite those of you who may have recordings of your work, whether you are an individual artist, you might be involved in an orchestra, you might be involved in some sort of classical chamber group, any sort of acoustic music that is being played in our listening area, which is to say within the sound of my voice, I'm interested in having your recordings for a possible inclusion on this feature every week here on Live and Local. You can get them to me best by sending them through the mail the old-fashioned way. Our address is my name, Kevin Kelly, which is K-E-L-L-Y, Illinois Public Media, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, that's spelled G-O-O-D-W-I-N, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, Illinois, Area 61801, or rather, zip code 61801. And if you only have electronic media, we can also make use of those as well. Best to write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. Don't send your files up front. I will get back to you with how best we can accomplish that. willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's the same address, by the way, where you can send your calendar listings for our usually daily on-air calendar that I read at about 4:55 on, as I say, most days of Live and Local. Before the Heartland Jazz Orchestra, I sort of interrupted myself, we heard Kevin Hart's quintet, in the case of this particular recording, from their CD called The Road to Everywhere, and it was tuned by Mike Coker called Donnie's Tempo. It was Kevin Hart on the vibes, Don Heitler on the piano, Mike Nellis on guitars, Tim Brickner on bass, and Jeff Magby on the drums. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe will be playing at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur this Saturday afternoon at 3:30 for a live show. Among the other performers who will be in our area is the local singer-songwriter Pamela Makala, born and raised in Urbana. And she is going to be with Megan Johns, Sun Stereo, and Cameron McGill at the Pygmalion Music Festival. Pygmalion happening, I don't have all the dates. I should have pulled those up in front of me. You can certainly find it online. Pygmalion, P-Y-G-M-A-L-I-O-N. And not all of what goes on in that festival is the sort of thing I would be likely to play on this show, but there are lots of singer-songwriter types, for example, Pamela being one of them. Their show is going to be this Saturday night at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign at 9 o'clock. And here's Pamela from her recent CD called Golden Delicious. Let's see, I have chosen to play her song called Continental Drift. It features, of course, Pamela on vocals and keyboards, Chad Mathis on the bass, Jamie Mock on the drums, Mark Rubel, who also did the recording, is sitting in here on tambourine and shaker, and then also Aaron Fitz on guitar. Pamela Makala and her combo here on Live and Local. That was Ben Bedford in his song called The Sangamon, with Bedford on vocals and guitar, Chaz Williams on lead guitar, and Ron De La Vega playing the cello. This is from Ben Bedford's CD called Land of the Shadows. Ben Bedford is going to be in our listening area on Saturday, October 6th, so that's two Saturdays from now, at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Illinois, for an 8 o'clock show. We're actually going to be trying to get in touch with him and see if we can get him as a guest on the program sometime next week. Certainly stay tuned to Live and Local and find out if that is going to happen. Our program today, and right before that, we heard Pamela Makala from her recent CD called Golden Delicious. She is local to Champaign-Urbana. That was a song called Continental Drift, and she was joined in that recording by guitarist Eric Fitz, bassist Chad Mathis, drummer Jamie Mock, and Mark Rubel on tambourine and shaker. Mark having done the recording and mixing of that CD at his Pogo studio. Mark having produced so many, recorded and produced so many different records for performers in and around our listening area and beyond, for that matter. Mark and the Pogo studio, quite a valuable part of the musical community here in Champaign-Urbana and beyond. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, we'll hear the Canadian fiddler April Virch. Our program is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, teaming with the Art Theater to present Man on Wire on Sunday, September 30th at the Art Theater. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. Ben Bedford, not a local artist, but he is one who will be in our area. And the same for April Virch, except that she is not coming in our area anytime soon, at least that I can see. She was here, however, last January performing at the Independent Media Center presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival last January. And I got to talk with her on the show. We didn't get a chance to have her play live, which was too bad. Hopefully next time. But I really enjoyed her music. Thought if you heard her before, you might enjoy hearing her again. And if you never have heard her, well, I think you're in for a treat. This is from her CD called That's How We Run. I'm going to play two cuts from here. One of them, I don't know how to pronounce the second song. The first is a traditional tune called Jim Shank, and then April Virch's own composition. This is one I'm not sure how to pronounce. Tijac Jarret, or it could be Tijac Jarrett. Not sure about that. And then we'll be hearing another traditional tune called Old Sport. April Virch is the fiddler, and joined by a host of other performers on many of these different tracks. Heard here on Live and Local. We heard April Virch and her band from their CD called That's How We Run. And the first track actually had two tunes on it, Jim Shank and Tijac Jarre. I'm not sure I'm saying that second one right. First one, a traditional tune. Second is one of April's own. And then we had another traditional tune called Old Sport, April Virch on the fiddle. She was in our area back in January. I'd love to have her back, and we got to have her on Live and Local. You can hear that interview, by the way, going to our website, which is will.illinois.edu. We do archive virtually all of our shows unless there's a glitch of some kind, which does occasionally happen. We don't always get the shows up the same day, although we try. It depends on my own available time and when my intern happens to be here. And you can generally hear those shows, at least the live performances and also all of the interviews on the program. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And here are some of the local performances you can go see and hear in our listening area over the next couple of days. Tonight at 7:30 on the campus of Illinois State University, a guest artist recital featuring violinist Penny Thompson Cruz and violist Steve Cruz. That'll be in Kemp Recital Hall on the ISU campus in Normal tonight at 7:30. Millikan University High School Vocal Festival is happening at the Millikan campus in Decatur. Started about half an hour ago. I'm not positive that's the start of a public performance, but you can check the Millikan website, get more information. A faculty recital at Eastern Illinois University featuring horn player Catherine McBain and trumpeter Jeremy McBain with pianist Casey Dearlom. That's going to be at the Doudna Fine Arts Center on the Eastern Campus in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30. Singer-songwriters Justin Larkin and Finer Feelings will be at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Dublin O'Neill's every Wednesday in downtown Champaign. That's at 8:30. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. The low tonight, 52 degrees. Tomorrow is expected also to be mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high temperature about 78 degrees. We're currently at 69 degrees.